At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy and 56 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 73 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa Health Department is notifying patients of dentist Dr. Scott Harrington of a potential of infection from hepatitis B, hep C, or HIV. The Health Department's Dr. Bruce Dart says they're sending notices to patients from 2007 and later, but that any patient of Harrington's should get tested at a free clinic being set up by the health department.
If you've ever been to a patient, Dr. Harrington's, come to our clinic at 56 in Martin Luther King. As I say, we start Saturday 10 to 2, and then Monday through Friday, it's 8 to 6.
Health officials were alerted to the situation after a patient came down with hepatitis C, but the health department says transmission of these types of viruses in a dental setting is highly rare. Tulsa's teaching hospital needs help from the state. Marshall Stewart reports this morning the OSU Medical Center is seeking an $18.25 million appropriation.
The fear is the medical center would have to severely cut services or possibly even close without that infusion of state dollars. OSU Tulsa President Howard Barnett doesn't see the facility closing, but agrees there could be damaging cuts without an adequate subsidy.
We are going to get funded. As I said, I think the question is whether we get funded at a level that allows us to grow and continue to improve versus just survive at the level we're at.
He says federal funds that were helping fund the hospital are going away, so a larger appropriation from the state is needed to continue the medical center's mission. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Cherokee Nation will spend $100 million to build a new hospital and upgrade four new health centers. Chief Bill John Baker says this is the largest health care capital investment in the tribe's history.
For the first time ever, we are taking a substantial amount of money directly from our businesses and putting it where it counts the most. Health care for our citizens.
Among the projects will be a new 100-bed hospital to replace the W.W. Hastings Hospital at Tahlequah. The University of Tulsa plays host to the former ambassador of Pakistan. Hussein Houkani was Rich Fisher's guest yesterday on Studio Tulsa, where they talked about U.S.-Pakistan relations.
Let us not get carried away by the romance of a relationship. Let's be realistic. What is possible and what is not? And Pakistan and the United States cannot be allies without being friends.
He spoke last night at the Lorton Performance Hall on the TU campus. You may hear Rich's entire interview at publicradiotulsa.org. Governor Fallon's office plans to release thousands of documents connected to her decision to reject an expansion of Medicaid that would have provided health insurance to an estimated 200,000 working poor in Oklahoma. An attorney in Fallon's office, Rebecca Frazier, notified the Associated Press that the documents would be released today. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into threats made against a state representative who authored the bill allowing the horse meat processing in Oklahoma. House Speaker T.W. Shannon says the threats have targeted Republican Representative Sky McNeil of Bristow and her family.
I've been very disappointed with the harassment that Representative McNeil has suffered, her family, and others. You wouldn't believe the language that's been used.
Threats to a public official can be a felony. Our weather forecast, cloudy with thunderstorms possible today, a high of 73. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain and down to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% risk of showers and a high of 76. National Weather Service radar shows showers to the east of the Tulsa area this morning, now mostly cloudy in 56. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.